Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello and happy October to you all on this wonderful Wednesday. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. And to learn a little bit more about me, simply visit my website. You'll find a link on this broadcast page. And to remind everyone, what I've learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. So as in the words of Hippocrates himself, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. Alrighty, today's topic, 10 strategies to prevent and treat breast cancer naturally. Don't we always want to know what we can do without all of the added chemicals and the prescribed drugs, because those have, more often than not, those side effects are negative ones. We don't want the negative side effects, so if we can do something naturally that will help us in the long run, and indeed, it is better for our health, why shouldn't we? Why wouldn't we? So let's talk about breast cancer, as October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I just want to bring your attention to some of the myths, some of the things that we say we believe are to be true. And I love to read on the research and what the medical doctors, the holistic naturopathic physicians, what they talk about as they are in that profession, because I believe holistic nutrition is the best nutrition you can ever treat yourself with in order to prevent the occurrence before it happens. So if you're like me, you want to prevent and not treat. But if you have to treat, you need to look for natural alternatives. So let's talk about these 10 strategies to prevent and treat breast cancer naturally. And I get my information today from Dr. Mark Hyman, wonderful doctor. We know that some people say they're at high risk for breast cancer based on their genetic history and statistics in recent and the latest research suggest that environmental factors are driving cancer. In the 1960s, 1 in 20 women were diagnosed with breast cancer. Today, that number has risen to 1 in 8, according to the American Cancer Society. Over 40,000 women will die from breast cancer this year. So that's 2015. And, you know, environmental factors are driving cancer. Breast cancer risk has significantly increased due to factors such as poor diet, toxins, chronic stress, and sleep deprivation. All of these are factors. So we've got to deal with them. Deal with them so that we don't become part of these terrifying as it is. Statistics can be, the good news is that you can implement a number of powerful, simple things to prevent and treat breast cancer. Genetics loads the gun, but environment pulls the trigger. I love that saying. Genetics loads the gun, but environment pulls the trigger. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Even if you have a familial history of breast cancer, you are not necessarily doomed, okay? It doesn't mean just because your mommy had it and your mommy's mommy had it and your mommy's had it means you're going to get it too. You don't have to. Even if your doctor gives you the seemingly hopeless news, you have an arsenal of tools to treat breast cancer. So don't think that all is lost. You can live healthfully and prevent it before it happens or even treat it naturally. So as beneficial and life-saving as they can be, conventional therapies like radiation and chemotherapy overlook how simple yet powerful things like diet, toxins and digestion contribute to cancer. So we're going to talk about what these 10 things are. But as Dr. Mark Hyman talks about, imbalances in 7 key systems in your body contribute to breast cancer. And those 7 key systems are simple, that he talks about: environmental input, inflammation and immune balance, hormones and neurotransmitters, gut and digestive health, detoxification, energy, mitochondria, and oxidative stress, and finally the mind-body and body-mind effect. So those are the 7 key systems that he refers to, and among these 7 key systems is hormonal imbalance. And how they contribute to breast cancer is the following. High insulin levels eventually create insulin resistance. Sugar, we all love it, don't we? But sugar is a driver behind high insulin levels. Every time you eat sugar, you raise your insulin levels. And high insulin levels promote inflammation and enable cancer cells to grow. They thrive on sugar. So if you have any inkling whatsoever that it runs in your family or that, you know, you're susceptible to it, you want to cut down on the sugar intake very rapidly. Sugar, especially in the form of high fructose corn syrup, HFCS, and other processed carbohydrates, surges your insulin levels, increasing estrogen in the bargain. So you want to look at the labels, and I'm an advocate for reading labels all the time. Turn the package over, and if you see HFCS, which is high fructose corn syrup, if you see that on the package, put it right back on the shelf. You don't need it. You don't want it. You should not have it. So put bluntly, every time you eat sugar, you increase your risk for breast cancer. It's just that simple. The more sugar you eat, the more increase in negative diseases that will follow you, the increase in them. So increased insulin also means your body becomes really good at storing fat. Yes? And a vicious cycle ensues as your insulin and estrogen levels stay cranked up. Studies show excess body fat increases your risk for breast cancer. So you're overweight, you're inflamed, maybe you have diabetes and have high estrogen levels. You can see how this can quickly become a recipe for disaster, right? Yes. You want to get rid of that sugar. So when you deprive someone of sugar and then inject them with radioactive sugar, that sugar goes right to the cancer cells, which triggers insulin and inflammation, all while feeding the cancer cells. So cancer cells love sugar. That's what we don't want to feed them. We don't want to feed them sugar. So you absolutely want to eliminate it. Eliminate sugar at all costs. There are several things you can do, and we're going to talk about it, okay? And digestive health is definitely one of them, but let's just talk about these 10 strategies. The first is we need to fiber up. Fiber becomes critical for gut and overall health. Your goal should be 35 grams per day. High-fiber foods include vegetables, fruits, beans, nuts, whole grains such as brown rice, and ground flaxseed. Consider a fiber supplement if you're not getting your complete quota from food. So you can look for things. You say, you know what? I don't have time to be, sauteing or steaming the vegetables and making the beans and doing this and do that. Get yourself a fiber supplement. It will help all the more. Second thing, strategy to treat breast cancer is to have protein at every meal. Good protein, that is. Good protein sources include fish, lean poultry, beans, nuts, eggs, and I say sometimes soy. And you have to be careful because October is also a non-GMO month. And genetically modified organisms are rampant when it comes to soy. So if you're going to eat soy, you're going to consume soy whatsoever, you've got to make sure that it says non-GMO. It has to say non-GMO. Look for the butterfly. Non-GMO. You have to make sure of that. So make sure you include a few vegetarian options in your daily protein intake. You can get some recipes for a high-protein breakfast all over the internet. If not, you can go to my website, pureandholyliving.com. You can get some there. But You've got to make sure that your daily protein intake is that of good protein, healthy protein, and sometimes you can look for vegetarian options. Okay, let's supplement wisely. That is strategy number three. At very least, you want to take a good multivitamin mineral as well as fish oil. Remember, optimal levels of the B vitamin folate help to prevent breast and other cancers. You can find a lot of them in your health food stores, your local grocery store. You can find supplements of good multivitamin or mineral supplement, as well as fish oils, omega-3, DHA. You want to get your fish oils in. Let's talk about strategy number four, control stress levels. Studies connect chronic stress levels with increased breast cancer risk. Whether you opt for meditation, yoga, deep breathing, or another de-stressor, find something that works for you and do it. Do it. It will melt away the stress and anxiety. Even listening to music, going for a walk, you need to control your stress levels. Strategy number five for treating and preventing breast cancer, restore gut health. Leading researchers at Cleveland Clinic discovered gut microflora influences cancer genes and your immune system. Tend your inner garden with gut-supporting foods like fermented foods, as well as fiber and probiotics. Fermented foods, things such as kimchi, which is a Korean cabbage, and sauerkraut, you want to, you know, restore your gut health. So in probiotics in the form of yogurt, or you can also, which was my favorite, Garden of Life. Jordan Rubin created that product. You can get the Garden of Life probiotics at your local health food store. But you've got to restore your gut health. And so we want to do that because we are trying to prevent cancer. Strategy number six, reduce your toxic load. Visit EWG, the Environmental Working Group, to learn ways to reduce toxic exposure. You know, becoming more aware about how things like household cleaners and cosmetics can increase your toxic load. You know, these are things that EWG, Environmental Working Group, will help you with. So just simply type in Environmental Working Group or EWG.org, I believe it is, and you can look on that site and get a plethora of information on reducing your toxic exposure. Strategy number seven for treating and preventing breast cancer. Exercise regularly. People, we're too sedentary. Our lifestyle, you know, the smarter we get, the lazier we become. We're sitting down. We don't get up to turn to change the channel anymore. We don't get out and walk as much. Everything is electronic just to help our lives become so much more easier. But we're becoming too sedentary as well. You've got to exercise regularly. Studies show regular exercise can decrease your breast cancer risk. Exercise improves insulin sensitivity, helping you balance estrogen and maintain a healthy body weight. No matter what your fitness level, you'll find an easy-to-apply exercise plan anywhere. Anywhere. Go to your local gym. Talk to someone you know who is very active. And if you don't want to do that, if you're too shy, just go out for a walk or a run. Start at your local track. You know, just walk around the track. Four laps of a 400-meter track, four laps is a mile. So start counting. It'll help with your math skills as well. All right, strategy number eight. Go clean and green. Choose filtered water as opposed to tap, too bottled. Choose filtered, reverse osmosis, distilled. But you've got to get in your clean and green sources and also organic food. They are not sprayed with those pesticides that you'll find in conventional foods, especially in your produce. Guys, you've got to be very aware. Organic food and filtered water, always, always, always opt for high-quality meat sources like wild salmon. You never, ever want farm-raised salmon or farm-raised fish, for that matter, and also grass-fed beef. Okay, look for those sources. Go clean and green. Here is strategy number nine. Watch the alcohol. Oh, some of us just love a daily cocktail, but you got to be careful. One glass of wine a day increases. It increases your breast cancer risk 40%. An increased alcohol load means your liver cannot metabolize estrogen well. If you drink, limit wine to one glass 3 times a week. That is your limit. One drink, 5 ounces of wine. Not 8 ounces like we recommend for water. It's not 8 ounces. It's 5 ounces and 1.5 ounces of hard alcohol or 12 ounces of beer. That's what we refer to when we say one glass 3 times per week. So limit your alcohol intake. It increases your breast cancer risk by 40%. And last but certainly not least, for your 10th strategy of treating and preventing breast cancer naturally, get some good old-fashioned shut-eye. Get great sleep. Studies show an inverse association between sleep duration and breast cancer risk. Simply put, more sleep equals less risk. Aim for 8 hours of quality, uninterrupted sleep every night. So in other words, if you drink late, you know you're going to get up in the middle of the night to use the potty. Don't drink late. You know, if you go to bed, let's say 10 o'clock, you shouldn't be drinking any later than 7:30, 8 o'clock. Just you want to get all that liquid out of your system so that when your head hits that pillow, you can sleep sound throughout the entire night without interruptions of getting up and having to use the bathroom once, twice, even sometimes 3 times a night. Also, you want to make sure that the climate in your room is the best for you, ideally, anywhere between 67, like 75 degrees. You don't want it warmer than that. I believe sometimes if you know, a 62, that's a little bit too cold. Some people like it cold. You know, they just wrap up and, boy, oh, boy, they sleep the entire night. They don't move. But ideally, it's like, you know, anywhere between 67 and 72 is a good temperature for your room so that your sleep is not interrupted. Okay, so there you have the 10 strategies to prevent and treat breast cancer naturally. Take care of them. They'll take care of you. All right, moving on to Wednesday's Word. It comes to us today from Joyce Meyer Ministries. Staying in, so repent, change your mind and purpose, turn around and return to God, that your sins may be erased, that's blotted out, wiped clean, that times of refreshing, of recovering from the effects of heat, of reviving with fresh air, may come from the presence of the Lord. Acts 3:19. Peace with God is maintained by never attempting to hide sin, because hiding sin just causes condemnation and guilt, and neither of those are productive in any way. God knows everything anyway, so it is useless to think we can hide anything from Him. When we make mistakes, we shouldn't withdraw from God. But we should come near to Him, thankful that He promises to restore us. To repent means to turn away from sin and return to the highest place. God is not surprised by our weaknesses and failures. Actually, He knew about the mistakes we would make before we made them. All we need to do, because He is faithful to forgive us continually from all sin. As you can see, First John 1:9. God is waiting for you with open and outstretched arms. Always run to Him. And that is Wednesday's Word. God bless you all. I believe that you should take care of yourself. And when you do take care of your body will take care of you, because you only have one. Don't destroy it. God bless you all on this wonderful Wednesday. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. I'd love to hear from you on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. And on that note, God bless and bye-bye.